There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan.
My brother from another mother.
On FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. And as always, easy to get in touch with us. Phone, text, same number, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. Also, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always use the TalkBack feature. That's that microphone on the front page. If you press that, lets you record a message, emails it to the show, and we can play it back here on the radio. All right, so check that out. All right, and enjoy. And by the way, too, we'll visit this probably again during the show today, maybe in the 1 o'clock hour. You just got days, a couple days left to make sure you're signed up in the 2026 FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em. We can't help you after the games kick off on Saturday. So you get signed up. It's real easy. If you've done it in the past, like so many of y'all have, you probably got the formula. But if not, if you'll go to fmtalk1065.com and click the tab along the top that says FM Talk College Pick'em Challenge, it'll give you the details. Get signed up. And we'll talk about more of that coming up in the next hour. All right, without delay, although there's already been delay, you listen to the music of Wasted Bacon, you watch The Ballad of Davy Crockett, and if you're lucky, you read his work at thetennessean.com. It's my buddy Cameron Smith joining us now. Hey, Cameron.
You know, Sean, I am excited that we get to talk and you don't riff on the thing you were going to because, man, I don't know if the audience could handle that.
I told Cameron, I said, listen, if you would not have been on in this first segment, I had some ideas I wanted to bring up. And so Cameron has saved y'all from that. So yeah, thank him.
I try. I do what I can.
Okay, so let's go to something maybe a little bit very slightly less controversial than what I would have said. Let's talk some flock cameras in the mix because you've talked about 80-20 issues in the past. And this is one, I think it's interesting. Data centers, flock cameras, these things in the landscape of Alabama are pretty interesting because there's a lot of people that are Republicans out there that are not for either of those. I hear from them daily. I'm actually a little more neutral on it. But you've got Coach Tuberville, got Senator coming out, and he's good for both of them.
Yeah, no. Is where I am.
But why no? Okay, let's break it. Let's do flock cameras. Why? Why are you no?
I want to break it down because I am, let me be clear what I'm for, and then I'll tell you what I'm again. I'm for the private sector use of surveillance cameras for legitimate purposes. If I am a HOA in a neighborhood and I want a license plate reader that my HOA board is accountable for using that can turn that information over to law enforcement when it's necessary and appropriate, fine. I don't have a problem with that. I certainly don't have a problem with my neighbors having a Ring camera on their porch watching their front yard. If they want to do that, that's totally fine with me. I know who's on the other end of that camera. So the idea that all cameras bad is not true. Where I have a huge problem with flock cameras is that this is the infrastructure for mass government surveillance. That is where I drop the line. And people tell me, oh, well, these are just license plate readers. No, they're not. They're a digital eyeball that's a software update away from being able to watch you and cross the entire country. And I have a problem with that in that I know the legal threshold for the Constitution as interpreted by the Supreme Court is clear. We don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in public. But what the case law doesn't contemplate is just because something is a constitutional minimum doesn't mean it's the right policy. And I absolutely oppose the notion that government can surveil me when and if it chooses without a warrant. And that I will not change. I will not relent. I think we need to fight on this issue because the folks that are saying, well, hey, flock cameras do some good. I will concede that point. I will not concede that it's necessary to have constant surveillance and the abuse registry that I believe it's IJ has. It shows you that law enforcement and other personnel in government with access to these cameras are using it to do creepy things like track their exes. So the answer is just a clear no for me, absent a warrant.
Okay. So let's break down a couple things. Number one, just a side note I've thought about is maybe it's not even that first person doing it. I mean, that these cases have come out where they're doing, you know, misusing the flock camera to follow girlfriends or exes or whatever like that. But there's also the angle that with that power, maybe a third party, this is just worries. This doesn't mean you couldn't make laws against it. I mean, obviously you should, that somebody else goes, oh, I know a cop, right? I know somebody who has access to that. I need that data. And it's not going to be their fingerprints on it because they're not they're following my ex, right? For me, it's not their ex, so it's going to be harder to track. So that's one worry. But if we replace the Eye of Sauron, I mean flock cameras, with police officers or deputies in vehicles sitting there watching themselves with human eyeballs, would that be a violation of the Fourth?
No, it's not a violation of the Fourth. It's actually.
And if they kept notes, if everybody kept notes like, okay, he was here, he was there, he was there, he was there, to build that kind of nexus.
Yeah, and it's quite all right. And people seem to really struggle with this, particularly the flock CEO. The notion of, well, if it's okay for a police officer running a traffic stop to look at your license plate or write down or observe because he's in public, that it is therefore okay to have an AI-paired mass surveillance. Like, no, those are just very, very different things. And an officer in the course of his duties making normal observations, it's not even close to what I would call like a surveillance state a la China. But what Flock is creating is the infrastructure for a Chinese observational state. It is a police state that can watch your every movement at will. And you know what they're doing? They're hooking it up to an AI. I love AI. I love technology. I think it's a great, great tool. But what you're doing is creating the structure and now software to do literally Chinese style mass surveillance. And the answer for me as an American citizen is just no. Get a warrant. If you want to watch me and you're in the government, then you go to a judge and say, judge, we have probable cause to believe that Mr. Smith is committing a crime and we want to watch him for this period of time using these tools. And a judge can say yes or no. But the idea that you don't even have to do that, that you can just set these things up everywhere and you can track my movements. You can literally know anything you want. And you're a software update from being able to hear anything you want. To record more than that license plate, you're recording my movements, my interactions with other people. Now we're really getting to a place that I'm very uncomfortable with. And I feel even more comfortable that this is an 80-20 issue and I'm on the 80% side.
Okay, so it's my job, right, to play the advocate here. Working for the law firm of Devil's Advocate. So we got a flock cameras out there. There's a vehicle fleeing, you know, that's been involved in a crime. Or there's an abduction there. You can use them then, right? You don't have to get a warrant on that.
Well, we can.
So, but if you take them down, they're not there to do that.
We can define the contours, and we could say, well, if we want to have these up and these are privately, this example I'd use is like the bank robbery, right? That I have these cameras up at the bank and then adjacent businesses, and now, you know, those businesses have given law enforcement access to those cameras. They can use those. I'll tell you what. If there is a perpetrator that's running away, one, you should catch them. Two, if the cost of catching them efficiently is I have to grant you a surveillance state, then the answer is just no. And I understand what that
means. So, you know what I'm going to do? I mean, as I play this advocate for the other side, so you're okay with an abduction, even though, you know, they got out of the privately owned cameras, and now they're on the interstate where there's not. You don't want to have cameras there to follow that vehicle and apprehend that bad guy who's running off with somebody's child?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing is that's a false narrative. You're saying I support the abduction because I don't support a surveillance state. And I understand the point you're making, but, like, this is just easy to be like, no, the answer is no. I don't think I have to concede a Chinese-style surveillance state to, you know, rescue
Well, you
the
must
child.
Hate children. Yeah, yes. You know, I've known you long enough to know you hate children.
You see how these things go. I only have five of them.
Yes.
I could have more. So, I mean, but that's the problem. And I think those who are willing to surrender a little, or surrender their liberties for a little security, deserve neither. And we're in that situation where folks are saying, well, there is some good here, and they can point to that. I can point to a whole lot of bad, and this is a balancing test, folks. It's not absolute, but I do not trust the government. If you trust the government, then you and I are going to disagree on flock cameras, but I see no reason why we would. I mean, come on. Republicans are already pursuing socialist policies like private states and companies. How else can we act and look like China? I think the answer for me is a clear no. Let's stop. Let's not do this.
This is a problem, as I've lamented for a long time, with populism. Right? There'll be some problem out there, and then you say, well, the government can get in here and fix it. You know, beef prices are too high, so let's... Let's change policy and break a bunch of Argentinian beef in. Or, you know, let's, you know, get the deal inked with Venezuela for their fuel. I mean, their oil to bring fuel prices down. I mean, this is, people got a problem. The government steps in to help them. And then a lot of people cheer and applaud for it, whether it's constitutional or not.
Yeah. And to me, I'm like, that's great if you want government run by zombies. I mean, populist mindlessness is killing us right now. The fact that, I mean, and this was rich. I don't know if you saw it, but I believe it was in the House that they had a measure to condemn socialism. Like, they literally,
yes,
it's like,
yes.
Yay, we condemn it. I'm like, then talk to the administration and tell them to get out of the private companies. Oh, no, we don't condemn that. That's different. And to me, this mindless, unprincipled silliness is going to give socialism a real, real opportunity, because we won't be able to tell the difference between the woke socialist left and Republicans.
Okay, I want to throw just a couple texts at you here versus me having to come back after the news break and say this is probably what Cameron thought. So let me just let you do it. First texter, as flock cameras go, don't break the law. Don't watch me pee off my porch. And if the technology is abused, put the abusers in a public cage until the Alabama prisons are built and then put them in prison, which is a whole nother discussion about our prisons. But that one, and then just we'll put it in the same basket. Bill says, I have nothing to hide. The criminals do. Cameras are no big deal.
Okay. I hear that. I hear that commonly, that I have nothing to hide. You know what? It's still none of the government's dang business. And that's where the...
Well, let's flip it around for those people. What I'd say, too, is, okay, somebody else is running things. Another party's running things. And they're using flock cameras to detail how many times I stop at a gun shop, or how much ammo I carry out, or whatever it is. Not that I have a gun or ammo, probably, but...
Probably not.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, but that's my point, is that the idea that you'll concede your liberty and your privacy rights to the government because you have nothing to hide. I hate to break it to you, folks. One of the biggest problems with the federal government is over-criminalization. They make laws that criminalize activity that most rank-and-file Americans don't even know are crimes. So you could be doing something that violates a regulation or a law that you don't even know. And while ignorance of the law is not a defense, those cameras now become quite relevant to you because they're looking in your backyard. They're seeing what you are growing, what you are doing. And the idea that you are the model citizen and therefore you support the police state, you and I are not the same. I support liberty and limited government. You are a big government. You are no longer a conservative. You're just sort of a statist. And we're gonna have to fight.
Okay. Where do they take that battle?
You can take it to the X Machine at D. Cameron Smith. I will go all day long on this.
And a quick reminder here, too, you and I have been kind of watching this game circled the biggest matchup ever for the University of Alabama. East Carolina on Saturday. How you feeling?
I have never been more nervous about an offensive line, but hope springs eternal, Sean. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, roll. And by the way, have you any contact for any of the beasts to go on the offense? I'm just looking at the size of our offensive line. Y'all, Cameron's got some boys that could probably be maybe a little bit bigger.
I've got a 225-pound 12-year-old, so he should help one day, but he's still a little bit from the 280 necessary to really roll tight.
What is he at now?
He's a 5'11", 225. That's a big 12-year-old, buddy.
He's grown like another 3 inches since he was at the house.
Yes.
All right, Cameron. Brother, I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
All right, there he goes, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile, 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:26, FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. We get to the text line here. Is it Alabama Al or is it Alabama AI? On the nickname was, thank you. I can't tell if it's Al. If it's Alabama AI, it's even more interesting. But I mean, Alabama Al or AI said, everyone must see Enemy of the State. Okay. I have not seen that movie, so need that. And I did see your previous comment, Alabama Al or AI. We were all part of that same conversation with Bill Finch on Sunday. You're talking about the snakes. Yeah, the snake conversation. We got to go. Maybe we'll do that on the show going forward. I was like chiming in on Bill Finch's show about that. Let's see. That's one of the, okay, that's agrees. Okay, don't break the law. Killer B says, kudos to Cameron Smith. He continues to be the best guest you have on your show. Thank you. I don't know. My next guest is pretty darn popular. Pat says, I think if the government could track my every move, they would rethink the stats about people consuming alcohol is lowered. Pat, let me just give you a roll tide. Let's see. Yes, more people say, well, if I have nothing to hide, it doesn't matter. But that's the point is the infrastructure and it would be set. So I'll debate this from both sides. But you could say the infrastructure would be set. What if the things they're looking for change, right? Where the patterns they're putting together change? Where there's not just that person was fleeing from law enforcement, but now the data is being collated, linked through AI, and something down the road that we can't expect is what they're looking for, and that it gets you. It'd be one of the things. I mean, the day in and day out argument and all these stories about the abuse that's gone on with flock cameras, that one from, says here, this is from Indiana, Jackson County, Indiana Sheriff's Deputy being charged as one of like umpteen out there. Charged with official misconduct after reports he abused his access to flock cameras by essentially stalking his girlfriend with the far-reaching surveillance system. The stats on this one are interesting. Here it is. Warrant issued for Thompson's arrest. Skylar Thompson, 31. Warrant issued for his arrest. State police confirmed Thompson was taken into custody Monday. According to duly released documents, Thompson was still employed as a sheriff's deputy when between December 31st of 2025 and August 2nd of 2026, he conducted 2,055 searches of his then-girlfriend's license plate using the Flock system. That's a little bit of abuse. So, I mean, and we've had the stories here in Alabama, but that is, that's one argument. You could say, well, if people are abusing them, but then I could come out and say, okay, well, here's how we're going to keep them from being abused. Then, all right, then they're not abused by an individual deputy or officer or something like that. But does it build a system, a new beachhead, right? We've talked about this in government, but there's a new beachhead arrived at. We don't often pull back from that. So we could say what's there, but we have guidelines to keep it from being misused. And then down the road, there's a new thing they're looking for. You know, the world changes. I mean, I wish people respected the Constitution the way others do, but it doesn't. We move from it. And are they looking for something down the road that's not just somebody fleeing from police or whatever? Okay, thank you. Alabama Al. Now I know. Very good. So I, you know, look at it and I thought, well, maybe it's AI, but no, it's Alabama Al. Good deal. Good handle. All right, 1229 FM Talk 106.5. Got news coming up. And then entering the studio, live in the studio, no dogs, but it's our friend Erica Thomas from 1819 News.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1235 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. By the way, update here because I'm on my phone text from one of our players in College Pick'em. And it's somebody, you know, I've said in the past, people that are associated with the station will be playing College Pick'em. We can't win the prizes, but we're still in the mix. And they were asking me a question on College Pick'em. The best thing to do is to go to, if you've not signed up yet, we've got a couple days here before the game start on Saturday. You go to fmtalk1065.com, and on the top there it says play the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. And it'll, number one, lay out the fantastic grand prize provided by Spring Hill Ace Hardware. With all the goodies in there, and then a click through, it says enter the challenge. If you do that, it's like step by step. Like, you give yourself a nickname. Like, we're not tracking your data. We're not doing it. It gets you a sign-in, right? And then you go each week and pick your games, and then at the end of that weekend, it populates the stats, and you can see where you stand, where everybody else stands, and then you can trash talk. But make sure to get signed up, because Saturday will be here before you know it. All right, it's our friend from 1819news.com. Crowd goes wild for Erica T. News. Erica Thomas, how are you?
Howdy, Sean. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Ranger didn't come?
He didn't come. He's at home. He's babysitting Stella.
Okay, so they're together in the house?
They are. They're enjoying their afternoon without me. You know, every now and then they need a break so they can be bad.
You think there'll be any destruction when you get home?
Oh, I'm sure. There will either be a pillow that's blown up or, you know, some food that's gotten into something.
Okay, so you're prepared for that?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Thankfully, they're house trained, so there won't be any accidents.
And this is for Micah. It's kind of like wood. You can knock on that. Yeah. Just next time, please bring dogs with you. It's a dog-friendly studio.
Yeah, when I come over here, I have so much to do because there's so much news going on in Mobile. So when I make the trip, I just kind of go all over the place. And I just don't think that, like, the courthouse would appreciate that very much.
No, you would put them through a little scanner. At least Stella could go through the scanner.
No.
Okay. Speaking of news going on in Mobile, and I'm sure this one was talked about this morning as well and throughout the day already on the show, but as the person that wrote it, let's talk about this. Protect our children from gender ideology, new banners displayed across Mobile. So this is starting for the month of September.
Yeah, and we already knew this was coming. Mm-hmm. During Pride Month, Pathway Church pastor Travis Johnson, he came out and he said, well, if we're going to have these pride the banners in downtown Mobile, then we're going to push for calling for protection of children from gender ideology. So that's what this is. There's a policy in Mobile where you can try to get your banners for your nonprofit or your organization to be displayed for a month.
I know he was speaking in front of the city. I mean, do you have to get a certain number of signatures, or how does this work?
No, it's an application that you fill out, and okay. I'm not sure all the details on exactly how it works because it's really about to be a moot point. I'm pretty sure the city's going to change that policy so that we just don't.
There'll be no banners.
Right. No banners. Kind of like how Alabama dealt with the marriage license thing, you know.
We can all agree,
let's just not do it at all kind of thing.
Well, I'm looking at one. It says National Child Awareness Month, and y'all can see the story in the pictures over at 1819news.com. National Child Awareness Month, protect our children from gender ideology. And those banners, you can see, you know, flying they're put up in downtown.
Right. They're on light poles. So you'll see them. They're the vertical style banners. And they're at different intersections throughout downtown.
But you're right that these will stay up through the end of the month.
Yes, through September. And I talked to Pastor Johnson last night. You know, last time I was sitting in this chair, he was beside me for a bit.
Yeah, when you did a fantastic job of hosting the show.
And he has been on the national stage, really, on this fight against gender ideology and indoctrination of children. You know, we've seen it in the libraries. We've seen it in different schools. It's kind of like a trend at some points to go that way. And teach children that, hey, you might have been born a boy, but you don't have to be. And then these children believe it. And it's just kind of been something over the past 5 years that seems to have grown in popularity. So that's what he has fought against, because he said, you know, not only here at home, but also in other countries, he's tried to protect children and help children. He feeds the hungry children in Cambodia. They have all these children's ministries. They have one in Mobile. They welcome everyone, he let me know. But this is another way that he's fighting for children and to stand up for the biblical and biological truth.
But the reality is, you're wise enough here to say this will probably just, this will be up through the end of September, then there probably won't be banners allowed for the city.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten an update on where the city is on that policy and on that process.
I mean, if I want to say, ban pit bulls, and find something that'll be kind of, I want to ban pit bulls. Can I put a banner up for the anti-pit bull month?
I would assume if you have like a nonprofit organization or...
I had to organize that first, yeah.
Right. I'm sure there's some process you have to go through that includes a legitimate organization. But I fully expect, and so does Pastor Johnson, that they will revisit that policy. And they may have already. I need to ask them while I'm over here, you know, to get an update on that policy to see what that looks like now. But for right now, we have these banners up in Mobile.
Okay. Subject I was talking about in the first half hour. And, you know, the bigger questions about flock cameras, the, you know, the overall, and we'll come back to y'all's text later on the show, but the, you know, the day in and day out pushes have been these stories about abuse of flock cameras. They go on. You have a story here out of Lee County, so East Central Alabama, right? So East Alabama. You got a Lee County deputy fired for misuse of flock. What did the deputy do? How misusing did they misuse?
Well, the Lee County Sheriff's Office did not offer a lot of information when I reached out to them yesterday. I heard about this through an email tip. And by the way, that's erica.thomas@1819news.com if you want to send me a tip or an idea. I got this in my email box, and they said that a deputy had been terminated from his position for misuse of flock. And so I reached out to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, and what they told me, they didn't give me the name of this deputy, but they did confirm to me that the deputy was terminated after an internal audit of the flock safety system. So we know we've got this flock safety system.
I wonder why they wouldn't release the name. You know?
Well, you know, it might be because this is a new development, a new thing going on. They might want to wait until if there's charges filed to go for it at that point.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Because a lot of these places are looking into prosecution of individuals.
Because they haven't been charged. They've just been dismissed.
Correct.
Okay.
So at that point, it's an internal investigation. It's a personnel issue. And typically cities will not.
That makes sense. I jumped to a conclusion I shouldn't have. Yeah.
Right. I think if we see charges filed, which after covering flock for more than 5 years across the state of Alabama, I can see that there are major holes in these systems and policies within cities that need to be filled in. You know, the loopholes need to be closed up, because there should not be an opportunity for these cameras to be misused. That you already have mistrust of the public just looking at this from a mass surveillance aspect, but then when you put in people violating policies and violating other rights of people, that's going to cause a real problem. So it's not going to help with your overall argument if you want to invest public dollars into this flock safety system. You are going to need to put policies into place to ensure that you know what's going on, you know what your officers or your deputies are doing with that information, because it does collect a very large database of information on people.
That's the other part too, is the saving it and making it searchable. So I talked to folks about 10-12 years ago, I was invited in to see something that was going on here locally, and I walked into a room law enforcement, and it was, I think I could talk about it at this point now. If people ask me not to talk about it, I don't, don't do it, but it's now, I guess, cat's out of the bag on all this stuff. Walked into a room here locally that had screens. I mean, it looked like something out of a movie. Screens all over. And they were at major intersections in the interstate and places around Mobile and Baldwin County. And it was, but it was live action. In other words, the way they're describing it then is, we're looking for a vehicle with Indiana plates and it's, ABC 123.
Right.
And we can watch all these screens to see if ABC 123, okay, they're going west on I-10 or they've turned north on 65, those kind of things. But I might be ignorant, but I don't think back then it was about keeping the information going back and making it searchable. It was, we got to find somebody right now. Boom, look at these screens. We're tracking the license plates. But what you're talking about, where we are now is these things are watching all the time. It's holding this information. And that was, then you can link this to that or, put these things together and go back and search like, and you see these abuse things. I mean, a lot of times it's too much for people, temptation to figure out where somebody they're interested in is going, and they can go back and look.
Yeah, that's scary.
It doesn't have to be like on the screen as they're on, like they're not on the shift and it comes up on the screen. They can say, here's the license plate. Where was it?
Right.
I don't know how you find,
Well, that's why it's important.
That's a lot of temptation. It's a lot of temptation for people.
And that's why not only the police departments need to have these internal audits put into place and systems to ensure that any search on that database is law enforcement related, but also Flock Safety has their own internal audit system. And a lot of times they flag people who are using the system for non-law enforcement purposes. So,
but my worry there too is, I've said it several times, is if it's not that person. In other words, say I'm somebody who has access to it, and you come to me, and say, "Hey, can you run a thing for me?" Then it's not. It wouldn't show up that. Why would Sean's looking for this or whatever? There's no link directly to me, but it's because I'm looking for a third party.
Well, the way that I've seen the best strategy for this is, in order to get into the system and search anything, you have to have a case number. So every search can only go by that case number.
That seems pretty good.
Right. And so you can look who logged on to at this time, what case are they looking up, and then everything that they search after they log on for that case will be, put in the system. They could look up every day what each officer that used it for.
And could they go back through it and say, okay, you said you were looking at the whatever case number. Why did you pull this? It has nothing to do with that case.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting. So is that what they're running on all these systems?
I know that's what the plan is for Gulf Shores Police Department. I spoke with Dan Nannemeyer. He's the chief there. He's been the chief for, I believe, just over a year. And they're one of the newer law enforcement agencies to get this Flock system. It was like they signed on to Flock and then the world blew it up,
Like, great.
It really has been around for a while, and it seems like nobody's really complained about it until now. And
I had Senator Orr on last week. I mean, he talked about back in 2021.
Yes.
He's pushing against it, but nobody cared.
Right. And there's positives and negatives to it all. I think it's important for people to weigh, don't have your mindset on one way or the other. Weigh the real facts, because there's a lot of misinformation out there too, as far as Flock Safety cameras issuing speeding tickets. That didn't happen. They don't do that.
But there are. Those two things can be true, but they get collated when they shouldn't, because there absolutely are red light cameras,
right?
Speeding cameras.
Yeah, those kind of. About.
Yeah, I remember. We're going through Belle Chasse, Louisiana, heading down to Venice 7-8 years ago.
Yep.
And the guy driving ends up saying, I got a ticket for when we, came through there in Belle Chasse.
If somebody bars your car, you could get a ticket. Because
right.
Those
but
are
that's
different.
Not the same.
Those
but
are
that's
ALPRs, I believe is what they call them. And so that's automated license plate reader cameras. Those are the ones that will do that. That's totally different from the Flock Safety system.
Yeah, this is Supermom on the text line said, I don't know enough about Flock cameras, but are there no checks and balances for the Flock system database? Like you were talking about, I work at a hospital system. If I was to look up your government name, My search would flag, and I would have to explain myself. If I couldn't, I'd be out of a job, pure doziness. Are there no protocols in that system, no internal flag pop-ups?
Well, there are. And like I said, the local police departments, they need to put in these policies and these procedures, but also Flock Safety has its own internal audit system. And I bet you that system is about to be revamped as well. I mean, Flock Safety's had to make some moves, I think, that are very important moves. The more people speak up and complain and don't let this go to sleep, the more things will be put into place to protect our rights as citizens. But always remember, you have no right to privacy in public.
Yeah, you know, if somebody takes your picture, like, yeah, that's how the paparazzi makes a living, for sure.
That's it.
All right, people, once again, if they've got a tip, just like that other one, how do they reach out to you?
You can email me. It's erica.thomas@1819news.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. You'll get our top stories every morning. I always get told, I love y'all's emails. They're not too much. They don't come in too often. You also just get the top stories that you want and need to see. You can also become a member and support us.
Very good. Good to see you. And next time, dogs.
I'm not bringing the dogs.
Come on.
God bless.
All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. 251-343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
To 1254 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Great time to check in with my buddy Blaine Price at Parrish Tractor. Let's talk tractors, my friend. What you got? What? Somebody who's saying, okay, this is the last year. Last year, I had enough of the tractor that doesn't run. The thing that spent eight Saturdays on trying to get running before we planted. We're getting a new tractor. All right, sell them on a tractor.
Well, we've got them, all of our compacts, subcompacts, and utility sizes, perfect for the hunting camp. We've got them in stock here at Parrish Tractor. Open cab models and enclosed cab. So we've got both those options available and all the different implements. I will say, I know we talked last week about cultipackers. We got a truckload of cultipackers in yesterday. I think we're down to about 7 or 8 left off that truckload. So,
y'all listen to it. If you want a cultipacker, this, because it happens every time, and you get tons of them, but people are lined up for them. So don't screw around.
Yeah, don't wait till this weekend to say you'll come by and see us. Like, call us now. Let us go ahead and put your name on one, because I don't see them being here by the end of the week. So definitely get on the phone, call us. We'll reserve one for you.
All right. And let's talk about outside of that, too. I got a very cool gift from you the other day from the battery-powered world. We've talked about the chainsaws, but this is a mini one I can put in my backpack. Like, if I'm trimming limbs for the tree stand or all that stuff, this thing's cool.
That's right. So we got all of our steel handhelds in stock, but just like you're talking about, Sean, the handheld chainsaw, that little compact chainsaw, I had one in the cab of my tractor this weekend trimming roads at the camp. Whenever one was leaning too far out in the road, just hop off, knock it off, and throw it right back in the cab of the tractor and don't take up too much room.
Okay.
So we've got all those battery-powered units in stock right now, right here in our showroom. Come by and see us and check them out.
Okay. Tell them where the showroom is, and then talk about that website.
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. You can visit our website at parrishtractor.com. You can see all of our new, used, and rental equipment on there. Or give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor. Let's get a couple of texts here before we go to the news. Haywood says, quote, I have nothing to hide, so it doesn't matter, end quote, until it does. Unnamed texter said, Cameron's absolutely right about flock cameras. If the DSA takes over the federal government, the entire situation changes. Then normal citizens become the target, and it's too late to stop the surveillance. Alan in Baldwin County says, Sean, I've heard the I'm not doing anything wrong, so I don't have anything to worry about, end quote, statement pretty often from people texting or calling in the radio shows and online comment sections. And I just don't totally understand how people can still be that naive. I wonder if them personally being stalked by somebody with access to the cameras would be enough to wake them up and stop openly accepting a surveillance state. Fardog says, my question isn't whether there should be flock cameras. It's a Fourth Amendment question for me. Do you have the right to privacy in a public area? Cameron says he has no problem with cameras if he knows who's on the other side. What if I'm taking a picture of him in a public area? He doesn't know me, and we've never met. One of the changes, that happens a lot, I think. One of the changes Flock was going to implement was asking for a case number. So if you log in the system, you're required to put in the active case. So there'd be some sort of check. That's what Erica was just talking about. Let's see, this from Scrovarine said, just watch, after decent conservatives left the pride banners alone, the left wing-a-ding-a-lings will go crazy with Travis Johnson's banners. Also, the abusive flock can be done with any other system police can access, also with safeguards, and all of those examples are rare. DEI Texter says Andrew Sherrill was correct this morning. Stalking isn't legal, even if it's public. There you go. Coming right back, hour number two of Midday Mobile. Jerry Carl joins us next.